Greetings, music lover. Ah, here to music power. Here I forward and the hour. Music like shower.
We'll be right back. good evening. Welcome to another exciting monthly episode of Funkology with myself, Andy Mad Hatter, Pete Haig, and of course we're here courtesy of Steve Barker and On The Wire Productions. We've got a special guest in the house tonight, Bob Harding from Blood and Fire. Bob's going to be handling a little reggae selection later on in the show. But in the meanwhile, of course, it's going to be the usual from us, 2 hours of underground black-related dance music. And starting things off there, that was the sound of the Armada Orchestra from about mid-70s, 76, I think, 77. And British instrumental group, and a lot of their stuff's really cheesy, but that's a really, really moody piece of 70s music. And coming up now, Mr. Pete Haig, and what you got for us on the decks there, sir?
I was trying to think of a pun on the Armada Orchestra, really. But I can't really
Where could you go with it?
I don't know, really. I was thinking Sir Francis Drake, a game of bowls, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah. But, yeah, they did put some utter cheese out, seriously. Came out on a British label called Contempo, which was run by Blues and Soul as well, which is a much lamented and missed magazine. Andrew, before I waffle any longer and play the next record, just for the initiated, just tell us what Blood and Fire represents as a record label.
Well, a couple of things that we need to mention here. Obviously, this is BBC Radio Lancashire, and we're coming out in the northwest of England, and Blood and Fire was, until quite recently, a label which specialised in putting out, you know, some of the best roots music from Jamaica. And, you know, to actually do that outside of London itself was a bit of a rarity. And we'll bring Bob in on the mic later on, and he can tell us a little bit more about the whole story. But I think that is the thing that needs mentioning above and beyond all else, really.
Yeah, just wanted to just dangle a carrot a bit further for the listener, really, to take advantage of. Anyway, let's say hello to Jim as well.
Good evening.
How are you, Jim? Have you got over last month's celebrations?
It's lasted a whole month.
Did you have a hangover at the end of it?
Did, actually. I still got one.
Have you actually got a hangover from the radio show?
But it's still ongoing. We've still got stuff to play.
There's a lot going on.
Yes.
And I believe we've got a few special mixes that are going on the website.
We have.
Can you tell us a bit more about them, Jim?
Well, we've got stuff to play on the show, and then they'll appear on the website. We've got Steve Hardstaff coming up. We've got Ashley Beadle coming up.
Ashley Beadle, one of the main men from London, of course. He's a bit of one of these men that can cross into various genres and scenes and do them very successfully. And big success of the last Southport Weekender as well.
And we've got all things like Steinsky and Cold Cut and various other stuff that I presume are going to emanate throughout the year, because it's going to be a year-long thing.
And even though we're based in Lancashire and the show only goes out really around this part of the northwest, what's the strength of the show now is that, of course, people listen around the world on the wonderful BBC Listen Again facility. Mm-hmm. And just tell the listeners where we've been getting emails from.
Oh, we're getting more from all over.
Was it Bolivia you told me?
Well, I don't know if we've ever had one from Bolivia, but we certainly have...
Somewhere in South America.
Yeah, certainly have some from Brazil,
Darwin.
And stuff.
We've had someone from Darwin.
That was in Australia, Darwin, Australia.
Okay. So it wasn't Darwin, Lancashire?
Not Darwin. No. Well, even Angry of Accrington was in touch the other week, wasn't he, to wish us all the best for the show.
He did.
We've not heard from him for a while, have we? And, of course, I'd like to just say one final witty remark, a big... 2-1, 5-1, what they say, 10-1, is it to all the truckers out there?
Absolutely.
Because we didn't get any in from the truckers, did we?
No.
Frightening, really. Anyway, this is On The Wire, Funkology, goes out the second Saturday of the month, and you're listening to somebody called Pete Haig talking an absolute load of twaddle, and the man like Andy Madatta Holmes talking less twaddle, it has to be said.
Oh,
anyway,
cheers,
let's get down to some serious music, and of course Bob is coming on the show later on as well. Anyway, loads of special things, all new, re-released, rare, interesting, etc. to play, all in the music of a black origin funky vein. This is particularly good. It's called Tribute to Marvin Gaye, by McKinley Jackson, who's a famous arranger, did a lot of soul stuff for Lamont Doze, etc. in the early 70s. Quite a rare piece of tunage, this. I don't think we've played it on the show before. Check this out. We'll be right back.
Yeah, something of a epic there. That was McKinley Jackson and what turned out actually in the end to be almost like a medley of some of the great Marvin Gaye tunes, of course, including Mercy, Mercy Me and Come Live With Me, Angel.
You can never have enough good Marvin, can you, Andy?
You can't. And the thing about a record like that is, I mean, how long was that, do you reckon, Jim? About 8 minutes long, something like that?
You're averaging 10 minutes a track at the moment.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, 3 minutes of music and 7 minutes of talking.
to take that back in time to when it was recorded, probably in the late 70s, that just would have been an absolutely hugely expensive record to make, and I doubt if it's ever recouped it. So
Yeah, we were just saying that, Andy, weren't we? It was the sort of... It's from the early 80s, that. Mm. It's probably from the last days of these big band... soul orchestras, for want of a better phrase.
Really. It sounded like a whole orchestra playing, because it was a whole orchestra playing, basically, in a big room, and a very expensive thing to set up, and not something that a band can do and just do off the cuff. There has to be, like, rehearsals, so, you know, you're talking, like, months of work just to put one track out.
Yeah, yeah, and for the sophisticated, there's some brilliant arrangements in that track, weren't there?
Fantastic. I mean, it's music out of a completely different era, and a time when, you know, you could go on a musical epic journey. I mean, there seems to be so many key changes in that compared to, you know, more currently made music, which leads us on to the next track, which is going to be a guy called Jeff Redd, who sort of briefly shone in the late 80s, early 90s, came out of swing beat. Was one of the classier acts around. Had a period of time working for the majors as an A&R person, in fact. And this is from his second album. It's a track that came on a 12, and I just like the simplicity of it. It's a nice little tune. It's called Show Me.
Show you, please don't let me.
There we go. Great piece of early 90s urban from Andy. Just tell us again who that was, Andy.
Yeah, that was Jeff Redd on the Capitol label from, I believe, 1993.
Yeah, I think a lot of people on the soul scene know his MCA stuff, but I think that was one that a lot of people missed at the time as well.
Yeah,
stole my hand up on that one.
Just saying to each other there, the sort of background that Jeff Redd came out of at the time was a singer. He was doing a lot more kind of urban swing beat type of things, and that was quite of a bit of a mellow change for him. And his original crowd didn't really get it. It was a bit too mellow. But the guys that was listening to the sort of mellower end of soul music at the time probably found that a little bit too urban, so it sort of fell between the two stools. But sometimes, you know, the best things are in that fusion between these two entrenched camps, and that's what you got there, and that's why it hasn't really dated, you know.
That's really good, yeah, and that's what we're about on Funkology here on the Wire, bridging the gaps, all the musical tribes within quality black dance music and music of black origin, and moving things forward, but always looking back over our shoulder at our past as well. Right, that was very deep, actually, that for me, I must admit. It's better than the usual waffle I come out with. Right, I've got a 10-inch on next, Mrs. One of these marketing things. I'm not particularly fan of 10-inch records. They're awkward to put in your DJ box, really, aren't they? Anyway, it's a new signing. This, don't know anything about him. We know he's British, that's all. It's called Jonathan Jeremiah. And I can't believe I actually heard this going on holiday on Jonathan Ross's show, which is quite frightening when you think about it, and wrote down who it was by. And it doesn't seem to have jumped in the top 30 or what's left of the top 30, so I thought we'd give it a spin. It's just a really nice piece of music. I noticed that, strangely, people from Massive Attack are involved, which is quite strange, as it's a sort of very mellow, sort of almost easy listening jazz soul thing. Anyway, it's Jonathan Jeremiah, What's a Guy Supposed to Do? And I think it's just a really good record.
What's a guy got to do? What's a guy got to do? Well, does he glance at you and smile? Or keep you guessing for a little while? What's a guy got to do? Just to get noticed by you? Well, must he beg on bended knees? Or taunt a little and tease? What's he gotta do? Well, I must confess, yes, I must confess, I couldn't hazard a guess, so if it's any of these, can you tell me please, what's a guy got to do? What's a guy got to do? Well, does he have to fall in line or drive you out of your mind? What's a guy got to do? Just to get closer to you. Does he be sweet, kind of shy, or try to charm you like the other guys? What's he gotta do? Well, I must confess, yes, I must confess, I couldn't hazard a guess, so if there's any of these, can you tell me please? Well, I hope. Well, I must confess, yes, I must confess, I couldn't hazard a guess, so if it's any of these, can you tell me please? I must confess, yes, I must confess, I couldn't hazard a guess, so if it's any of these, can you tell me please? What's a guy got to do? What's a guy got to do? Does he grab his coat and head on and just hope that you follow? What's a guy got to do? 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 What's he gotta do?
lovely strings at the end. Surprisingly, it reminds me of a completely different world of music away from us, something off a Nick Drake record, which is a good thing in my eyes anyway. We're not sure anything about that guy, really. I should have Googled a bit more information about him. We know he's British. A bit of a sort of a Terry Callier thing going on, which ain't a bad thing at all. It's a bit of a sort of a black folk pop soul thing.
You can make
going
a
on.
Lot of references and not all of
No, which is a great thing.
Terry Callier, was it we said before?
Johnny Bristol.
Lou Rawls.
Lou Rawls, Al Wilson, yeah. Long list. Anyway, whoever you are, Jonathan, that's a great track, and I have a feeling we're going to hear more from that
it
guy.
It both turned out to be somebody completely random.
Yeah, a guy with a dicky bow on that, working in club for all winner. But anyway, it's a great record, and great records are a great record. We're not really bothered about where people come from. They can come from Mars as long as they make records suitable for our show. Isn't that right, Jim?
Certainly, yes.
And which brings me on to the next record, actually. This guy from Mars has been in touch with me. No, I kid you not. Anyway, the drugs aren't working tonight, Andy. I must take my medication more frequently, really.
You should do, really.
Andy's got a seriously good record to play, and he's caught me out because I recognise the sleeve, but I know nothing about the record.
Now, this is a record that Pete said he had a couple of years ago and sold, so he might be just hurting in the next couple of minutes. But anyway, I'll introduce the tune. It's a group called Shock, who was around on sort of West Coast fusion, associated with other groups like Side Effect, Pleasure. A guy called Marlon McLean was behind this bunch, and they cut a couple of really nice albums, and there was always a really good club track on them. This is the self-titled album from 1981, and the track called I Think I Love You.
But now I need to see you more.
Yeah, especially for all those crate diggers and train spotters out there that listen to the show. Shows we can still pull them out of the old crates. That's a frighteningly obscure album by a group called Shock on Fantasy Records and a track called I Think I Love You. I got a nice email from Tim Lawrence, who's a writer and is also one of the guys that brings David Mancuso over doing these loft-style nights in London. And a phenomenally good writer. Had a brilliant book out last year or the year before on the history of American dance music in the 70s, and he's currently working on a follow-up about the history of dance music in the 80s in America, and it'll be a frighteningly good read. Anyway, he's actually got a book out on the very left field guy who we've featured many times here at On The Wire and Funkology, Arthur Russell, the very, very talented, uncatchable musician that he was, who could go basically from weird sort of neoclassical stuff right through to full-on dance stuff. And Tim's got a book coming out on Arthur Russell, as well as a documentary film that he's involved in. And I know Stevie B has had a big up on this, so let's play something just to remind us of the talent that was Arthur Russell. This is one of his pseudonyms he worked under with an artist called Lola, who was... and then the engineer's actual wife, Lola, she was actually the wife of the engineer he worked with. And this is a track full of a bit of carry-on type, who misses euphemisms in the title. It's a track called Wax the Van, and a great piece of 80s New York boogie.
Hello.
See that?
Sunlight.
great piece of left field disco there, and the album that Pete actually played that track from, you could really pick any of the tunes on there, and they're all equally brilliant. And I've got to say, without bigging ourselves up too much, but Funkology has played most Arthur Russell disco 12s as and when they got released, because even though they never really fitted into any DJ set, you just ended up realising the sheer genius of them. And it's more down to the fact that the punters couldn't accept him more than that the DJs didn't want to play him, because plenty of DJs, as me and Pete were just discussing, went on in late years to sample those records and make a whole lot more money and respect out of it. And it's a great shame, because that is a genuine talent there, Arthur Russell.
Yeah, he died an early death, of course, with a rather sad illness. And good, very good point. Well said, fella. That's all I can say, really.
Cheers, mate.
We're looking at a really good sleeve here.
We are looking at a great sleeve. It's a group from the mid-70s called A Freak, and another sort of slightly off-kilter project. What can I say about this, except it looks like, from the lineup, it's a bunch of some of the best jazz musicians around at the time. David C. Walker, Charles Cannard, Ray Pounds, King Erickson, Paul Humphrey. It's an all-star lineup of some of the best 70s funk musicians. A Freak was a sort of vanity project. I really only know of this one album, which is essentially an album of funk covers. I think House of the Rising Funk is possibly an original track. If it's not, it's certainly got one of the best breakbeats of all time on it. And if you like funk, you're going to enjoy this. Run the track, Jim. That was A Freak, and again, you can take the choice of about three or four other tunes on that album. It's basically a funk covers album, which sounds pretty bad, but some great grooves. There's also a version of Sol Mocosa, version of B Bill Withers, Kissing My Love, and also something else that I can't quite remember who it was by, but believe me, it's a good album. Pete, what's next, mate?
We're actually entering the noughties. We're actually into 2009. I thought we've stayed back in time long enough, so we've come up. Anyway, this is definitely one of the best...
We're going to tread carefully, though.
Yes, we are. This is definitely one of the best 12s this month, without a doubt. And it's from our old friends at Freestyle, who put out some great eclectic dance music, from real hold-down party stuff to seriously deep stuff. And this is a great project. It's a very talented saxophonist, flutist, Nathan Haynes from New Zealand. He had a record out with this lady before. He's teamed up with her again. It's the all-time classic jazz soul voice that is Marlene Shaw. And this is a brand-new 12 from them. And this is just great, just great. Soulful, jazzy, broken beat.
Don't let tomorrow steal your joy. Right now, right now.
You know, when you've got someone like Marlene and Shaw in the studio, it all goes to tape because, you know, most of it's going to be good. And that's a great tune. That was Nathan Haynes featuring the one and only Marlene and Shaw. And what was that tune called again, Peter?
Remind us what it is, Andy. Jim, even.
Let's be professional.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Nothing to do with the old track called that, of that title.
Great piece of new jazz. And, of course, the whole new jazz scene relates straight back to what was called jazz funk in the late 70s and early 80s. And there were some great records that came out in that period. There's also some very noodly, very bad things as well. But this is one of the records that certainly stands the test of time. There's many versions of this tune. It's always there. Of course, a well-known tune from Side Effects originally. But I think this is my favourite version of it. It's produced by Wayne Henderson, even, and it's obviously Willie Bobo. Some great percussion licks on this. His version of Always There. Enjoy this. We'll be right back.
right across the county.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Did you ever get into Buzz Aldrin's garage?
That's where I worked.
Oh, it's just getting better.
The Tony Livesey cocktail. We've got to make it live on the radio. You didn't expect this, did you, Tony?
I didn't know. I was watching David Bailey eat his sandwiches and they said there's some booze on offer.
If you love Lancashire...
The best man's speech lasted 3/4 of an hour.
Oh.
It went on and on and on.
Sounds like he wanted to get it off his chest.
You'll love BBC Radio Lancashire.
Grandmas buy hoodies.
I bought my grandma a hoodie for her birthday and she absolutely loves it. Yeah, it's got little cats on it and she adores it.
But what is the point in flowers if you cannot sit out to enjoy them? No one I know has been able to... They bought patio furniture and they've watched it rot in the incessant downpours.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Be part of it.
Yeah, Radio Lancashire indeed. You're listening to Funkology here at On The Wire. Second Saturday of the month, Funkology goes out with a man like Pete Haigh and the other man like Andy Mad Hatter Holmes. And coming your way, we're very, very honoured to have a special guest with us tonight, which is, tell us again, Andy, who it is.
Do you know, I'm going to put my headphones on while I tell you. It was, well, it is, in fact, Bob Harding from Blood and Fire Records who's going to be dropping a little selection of reggae music. We've made that part of the show here on Funkology and we'd like to drop a little sort of 15-20 minute section. And special guest for the show tonight is going to be Bob from Blood and Fire. And,
yeah, that's coming up very soon. And you've just joined. You've missed how long have they missed, Jim, the listener?
1 hour.
They've missed exactly just over an hour, roughly, thereabouts, and henceforth. And thank you, Andy. The last selection we played was, before we had a break, was Willie Bobo, and Hell of an Act to Follow was the title of the LP, and an all-time classic from the jazz funk days, 30 years ago, dare I risk saying it, a track called Always There, which brings us in nicely to re-plugging a friend, good friend of the show, Mark Cotgrove, a.k.a. Snowboy, master percussionist, band leader, and all-round top egg and DJ. His book, From Jazz Funk and Fusion to Acid Jazz, The History of the UK Jazz Dance Scene, is still available. It's published by Straight No Chaser Publications, Chaser Publications, and it's also available through Author House. And I know you can get it from decent bookshops. I've certainly seen it around Manchester on the shelves in the major bookstores. So, yeah, we said we'd plug it again, and we've got to do it. It's the only book on the subject. Bob's just had a look through it, and he concurred that it's a very interesting book on a subject that's not been wrote about. Which leads me nicely, then, to a record featured in this book quite heavily. It's a classic from the late days of the jazz funk scene in the early 80s. It's by master Latin percussionist guy called Ray Barreto. I don't know if it's him vocalising on it or not, I can't possibly remember. Kev Beadle, who's quite a well-known DJ down south on that scene, also does the Southport Weekend and things like that, done a really tight re-edit of this. This really does rock in a club situation, as I can vouch for, from playing it at our Soulful Dance that night in St Anne's on Saturday. And this is his wonderful classic interpretation of the Stevie Wonder thing, Pastime Paradise. You like that one, Andy?
I do, and there's a bit of a Latin theme tonight, wouldn't you say, Pete?
Yeah, that's the good thing with Funkology. You can never pin us down.
You can.
We're unpinnable. You know, is that a word, unpinnable?
It'll do.
It's near enough.
There's another phrase, actually, to do, which is jack of all trade, a master of none, but I didn't say that, or did I? Anyway, maybe I should move on. I've dug a big enough. You know, when you're in a hole, stop digging. That's the best bit of advice, isn't it, really? If you've just tuned in, of course...
You know what my mother used to say?
Go on, Pete. What did your mum
used to say? My mother used to always say, you might say Tetley's on the side of a bus, but they don't serve it.
True. Very true. Right. And with that font of knowledge there from Mr. Haig in Blackpool, we'll move on with the one and only Gil Scott-Heron. I've actually brought this album with me every show for the last 6 months, and we're actually going to hear something off it tonight. The tune I've decided to play, the album, by the way, Gil Scott-Heron, Realise, and anyone who's tuned into Funkology throughout the years will know that Gil Scott-Heron is never too far away from the decks. This album came out in 1980, as I said, and it's not one of his hugely well-known sets, but there's plenty of good stuff on here. And the track I've decided to go with, because I think it's quite a current vibe, really, and a lot of people might actually feel this way listening in right now. But this was Gil Scott-Heron back in 1980, and it's a tune called Waiting for the Axe to Fall.
In a cell, doing time at the county jail. You might think his life is hell. He told me it's the first room he ever had to himself. Waiting for the axe to fall, and sometimes, Lord, I think that's all. When your head is on the block and ain't no way for you to stop, you're waiting for the axe to fall. Nobody turns loose. You're waiting for the axe to fall.
the way, feel like the way, see like the waiting and waiting and waiting, say, waiting for the action. And sometimes, Lord, I think that's all. Cause when your head is on the block and ain't no way for you to stop, you're waiting for the action to fall. It seems like a way, everybody's waiting, nervous standing away, standing around and waiting. Feel like the way, seem like the way, seem like the, seem like the, seem like the, seem like the, I've been waiting for the action. And sometimes, Lord, I think that's all. Cause when your head is in the news, then won't nobody take it.
Well, 30 years on, still sounds relevant to me. That's Gil Scott Heron, of course, and from the album Realise, and the great tune called Waiting for the Axe to Fall.
Yeah, classic LP, that. I really do recommend that LP. There's also a track on it called The Clan, which I think you can work out what it's about, with very touching lyrics indeed. Anyway, the 7-inch record continues to make a surprising comeback, even with today's technologically aimed kids. They do like the 7-inch vinyl. I don't know what they play it on exactly, but they must actually like looking at it and thinking it's a strange artifact. That's the only way I can do anyway. But, yeah, Soul Junction is one of these little indie labels that really has a genuine love of soul music. They're based in the West Midlands, and they put out, I think they're on about release number 4 or 5 now. This is an unreleased track by a classic deep soul singer out of Miami called David Hudson, and it's from that period where rhythm machines, etc., were starting to come in. But it's just a really great piece of music, and Soul Junction is one of these labels that grew up out of the Northern Soul scene into a more contemporary vein. And long may they reign, these labels, in any sort of music. It's just wonderful this stuff gets released. So let's hear the wonderful David Hudson singing this brand new tune on Soul Junction. And following that, we're having a reggae break with special guest Bob from Blood and Fire. See you later.
Around the world, searching for that special girl. Oh, love is hard to find, but it weighs heavy on your mind. I made love in China, thought about taking a girl. Parts of the world, I've got to find her. Talking about my magic girl. Now I moved around in Amsterdam, but I got down in old London town. I've searched high and low, and still she was nowhere to be found. Girl, I'm coming home to something good. You know it. Oh, girl, I'm coming home to something good. Absent makes the heart go thunder. Or is it out of sight, out of mind? Maybe it wasn't my time. My day.
were so full of play.
Yeah, that's David Hudson, who's been around singing songs for a long time, and that's a sound straight out of the early 80s, really. And it's great, as Pete was saying, that people are actually taking the time and trouble to still put those kind of things out on the street, because the market for it is pretty small. And obviously, if we come across those things, we will try and promote it on the show. Pete's just behind me pointing at the name of the label, which is Soul Junction Records. Girl Ain't Coming Home to Something Good, David Hudson on Soul Junction. Look out for that one. Our special guest on this month's show is Bob Harding of Blood and Fire Records, and he's going to be doing our little reggae selection, which has become a part of Funkology, just as it's become, it's obviously been a big part of On The Wire, with Steve Barker's obviously great enthusiasm about all types of reggae throughout the 25 plus years of the show's existence. And as well as that, Bob's going to be sharing the decks with us at a night I'm doing at a club in town called Popper Top, which is at the Voodoo Lounge on the corner of Minchell Street and Bloom Street. And we're going to be touching down, obviously, on quite a few of the sort of sounds that I've featured on the show in the Reggae Breaks, and obviously Steve has played over the many years of On The Wire. So I'm going to hand you over to Bob, and he's going to make the next selection and tell you a little bit about some of the tracks that he's going to be dropping for you.
Right, well, this first one, I thought we could just kind of ease out of the Funkology vibe,
yeah,
into the reggae vibe. It's not a reggae rhythm, it's kind of funk influenced, but
okay.
I'm sure you'll tell me it's not real funk, but it is a reggae artist, the late, great Garnet Silk, and this is called Wrong Is Wrong.
Great stuff.
It's best to chop him with an axe. I say forgive him. two brothers are going on a railway. One is greedy, the other is hungry. Hey, Mr. Greedy, you must let you satisfy.
Yeah, Garnet Silk, Wrong is Wrong. Not a typical reggae record by any means.
Not at all, and a great way to start the set off. There's definite funk vibe going on in that, yeah. Mm.
Well, we'll get to some more traditional stuff now.
Okay.
And our favourite, King Tubby.
That's
King
what we're here to do, is get traditional. Let's do that.
Yeah, our favourite, King Tubby. This is a Harry Moody production.
Wow.
It's called No Parole. It's the B-side to Theme from Gun Court. And I just brought it along because like all the records I brought along, because I like them. And
that's the best way, really.
This has got a super heavy Tubby's mix with a killer trombone solo, and what more do you need?
Come on, bring it
so
on.
So let's run it.
Bring it on, Jim.
And the righteous black man must stand, and the weak-heart black man must fall. Yeah, righteousness must always stand, cause if it don't, prophecy will fulfill upon you, and you will crawl like dogs.
Yes, yeah,
I tell you what, the words of Big Ute and the lights in the studio were flickering. It was quite bizarre.
Yeah, what that was about.
I think we brought on the damnation there.
Anyway, just before the words of Big Ute there, we heard Tubby's special on the Rockers label, a Augustus Pablo production, very scratchy. But now we're going to hear a Big Ute record, and this is actually one of the last things we did on Blood and Fire on the Congo's Fisherman Style album. And this is Big Ute voiced in 2006 over the original 1977 rhythm. And in my opinion, sounding just as good as he did in his heyday. And this is called Feed a Nation.
Let the naked be clothed, and the hungry must be fed. You give a man a fish, you feed him for a deer. But to teach him how to fish, and he could feed a nation. Congo's and Jayut in combination. Combination. Did you hear what the Congo said?
Keep on rolling
along. Galang, galang, galang,
galang.
No, fisherman,
roll.
Move, yeah.
Lots of hungry
baby,
licking in the air,
sure. Lots of hungry baby, licking in the air. Rascal, no. Check me, sir, Baba, down my phone. But when me check me, sir, Baba, him say nothing I want. Me beg him to spot him, say the sea well rough. Him never have no spot, him give me two macabre. Me tell you, baby, say we say no bother with no chat. Say that roam, it's a fisherman, bro. When I roam, it's a fisherman. Well, if a hungry belly out of dough. Me say the naked must be clothed and the hungry must be fed. I forget the children bread. Teach him how to fish and learn him how to feed a nation. This will be a better generation. He say, row, Mr. Fisherman, row. He say, row, Mr. Fisherman, row. This a row, Mr. Congo's row. Then I'm Mr. Fisher, this a, no, it's no man. Fisher, we a fisher, we not fish, no man. This a fisher, we a fisher, yes, a fish catcher. This a fisher, it's a fish catcher. But a row, Mr. Fisherman, row. Row, Mr. Fisherman, go. Lover, Mr. Lover, Mr. Lover, man, style. But a, it's a day, me say, we can't take the style. It's a nothing, I go on, cause the breeze start blow. When they say, when the sea get rough. Anytime it's rough out a sea, it's rough a road. When it's rough out a road, like it's rough out a door. Everything get tough. Every man he must a ball. Say what happened to the system, what happened to the way. Rough on a sea, say it's rough water. You have to watch how you ride, man, you watch how you. Watch how you walk, and then watch how you talk. It's a road, it's a fishing road. Man, a road, it's a fisherman. If I hung the pig, did they do? Then I'm gonna catch fish, then I want to go play. They have to feed the nation, build a better race. Have to feed the nation, to change the generation. And feed your health, and you
the sea and Jaja rise up on the storm. In the time gets rough, my Jaja make it come. Go on, it's a fisherman, go on. I said, go on, it's a fisherman, go on.
Okay, so that was The Great Big Youth. Just going to play one more now before handing you back to your regular Funkology hosts, Andy and Pete. And this is Yami Bolo. This is a Sly and Robbie production, and it's called Trample.
So put your trust in the Almighty One, and you will guide you on and on and on and on. Hey. I hear the voice of a bingy man singing songs of revolution. I hear the voice of a suffering man. See all he face are just tribulation. Come here, go trample. Trample down the walls of Babylon. Trample. Fire at the burning of Vatican. Trample. Trample evil conceptions. Trample. Trample wicked Babylonian. Hey. Liquidate all corruption. Annihilate all evil conceptions. Eliminate all wicked interventions. Living in a world full of confusion. What we need is unity. Can't take no more brutality. Men and them slave master mentality. Wanna keep Jaja people in a captivity. Come and push Trump.
There we go, Yami Bolo. What was that track called there, Bob?
Trample.
Trample. Great little set there from Bob. That's completing our little reggae selection for this month. And do you know what? I'd like Bob to come back and do some more again. I think if... are you up for doing that, Bob?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll second that. Okay. Jim's going to third it.
Yes. We should say that Bob has actually been on the wire before and provided
he has. I've actually listened to him on the show and had a name to the face, etc.
But yes, thank you, sir. That was a great selection of roots music there.
And can I just say, I'm quite proud of having a really good working knowledge of the American end of black music. But reggae and Jamaican music in general has always been my weak point. And over the last few years, I've sort of tried playing catch-up, sort of buying comp CDs, etc., to sort of steady out, really, me limited collection on that thing. And it's great having people like Bob on because they're just so passionate about what they do. They know so much as well. And I just hope there's somebody out there actually lurched onto the world of reggae outside the obvious brand leaders. Would you agree with that, Andy?
Yes, indeed.
And more power to people like Bob and Blood and Fire, of course.
Right, we're going to continue on now with a little bit of a change of direction. We've got around about half an hour left, Jim.
Oh, 13 minutes left.
13 minutes left. I tell you what, time flies. We had half an hour left, 20 minutes ago. So you've missed quite a bit of the show, and I'll rephrase what I was about to say and say we're coming to the end of the show now. And we're going to continue with the Louis Hayes Group. And Pete caught this sneaking out the box before, and he noted that it's one of his favourite versions of a jazz standard, and that's exactly what we're going to play. This is Little Sunflower, originally recorded, of course, by Freddie Hubbard. This has got Freddie on there, and also it's got Leon Thomas on some great jazz scat vocal. This
and before fantastic. We play it, can I just say, where on earth would you hear a variety of music like this, except on Funkology or on the wire here at BBC Radio Lancashire in the heart of the North West. And we're online. Jim, just reminding where we're online.
BBC iPlayer. You certainly can catch the show again.
Just pump in on the wire, etc. On and Google you'll pop get, up.
Yeah.
Over to the music.
Yeah.
May all the children of the world sleep with their bellies full and the roof intact over their head. And may they see their mothers and fathers grow old. And may their children see them grow old. To the children of South Africa, sunflowers of nature. Beauty beyond compare, the rainbow in your hair, little sunflower. Your people proud and strong, wise with ancestry long, little sunflower. Sunlight from your father shining on the sea light. Moonlight from your mother giving forth the milk of life. God has a daughter or a son, surely you must be one little sunflower. Sunlight from your father, shining on the sea of light. Moonlight. Spewing forth the milk of life.
The rainbow in your hair, beauty beyond compare, little sunflower. Your people proud and strong, wise with ancestry long, little sunflower. Sunlight from your father, shining on the sea. Moonlight from your mother, giving forth the milk bride. The world has love for you, though of a different hue. If God has a daughter or a son, surely you must be one. Sunflower, sunlight from your father. Sunflower, moonlight from your mother.
Oh, we're talking irrelevance in the studio. We're talking about the golden age of new British comedy, actually, and how good Vic and Bob is and people like that. And, yes, let's get back to reality now. The Louis Hayes Group, Variety is the Spice, in fact, which leads us to the spice of Life. Andy, give that a plug as well.
That's a good link there, sir, good link. If you're around, nepotism's a great thing, and let's have a bit of it right now.
I've got the last two albums.
Thank you. If you're in Manchester, you know, on a Friday or Saturday night, you could catch me down at the Voodoo Lounge on the corner of Minchell and Bloom Street. Second Friday of every month is Reggae, Ska and Rocksteady night called Pop a Top, which you've already mentioned. And every Saturday you can catch me and guests doing pretty much what we do in Funkology. Great variety of black music getting played. And the night is called Spice of Life. So, like I say, if you're in the centre of town, come and check me out down at the Voodoo Lounge. And Louis Hayes is going to be the last record for myself for this month. Just like to say thanks to Bob for coming down. I'm going to hand you over to Pete, who's going to tell a little bit about what he's up to over the next couple of weeks and introduce the last track. So take care. See you next month.
Yeah, we're going to let the record play in the background, and you're going to have me waffling first. So many thanks indeed to Bob, Andy, my partner in crime, the one and only Mr. Jim Ingham on the wheels, the Wheel of Steel. We've actually got the one deck in the studio, which is why we have to actually break between tracks and all the rest of it. It's all done with mirrors down here at BBC Radio Lancashire. As always, we thank the man who watches over us, Mr. Stephen Barker, Esquire. He's always here in spirit. And, of course, we can't forget the one and only Fenny, can we?
And thanks for the breeze, Fenny.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Fenny. He's a good lad, he's Fenny. Puts his hand in his pocket. What more do you need to know about him? Right, anyway, before I tell you what the last track playing in the background is, let's do our monthly roundup of interesting things, plugs and all the rest of it. Echoes, the UK's Essential Black Music Monthly, still going strong. This got a lovely Beverly Knight on the front cover and articles on Jay-Z, Genuine, Sean Paul, and a tribute to Steely, at Steely and Cleavey, of course, the rhythm section over there in Jamaica. Wax Poetics, new issue ready to drop with Michael Jackson on the front cover, plus loads of other interesting articles inside. They're up to issue 37. Wax Poets, American magazine out of Brooklyn, which is a great magazine, one of the world's great magazines, full stop in the music
world. And you know what, Pete, I hate to say this, but I suspect most of their sales go on export, you know what I'm saying?
I would put money on it, in fact, yes, outside the New York area.
You can't be a prophet in your own land, can you?
No. I can't think of a witty rapport on that one, so I'll leave it for the moment. Soul-wise, we've got Manifesto magazine, issue 108 out at the moment, the number one magazine for lovers of soul music and all the news.
Lovely picture of little Michael there, bless him.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, quite a good little tribute to him, actually manages to write about the Motown years and avoid the cliches of admittedly great early epic years, plus articles on the very obscure but wonderful Barbara Stant and the very modern and now Eric Robeson as well. So it's a good little read, is that?
Plus you write for it as well, Pete?
I'm just coming to that, self-nepotism time. Pete Egg writes for that as well with his PH Factor Soulful Dance Past, Present and Future column, which is also very handy. Also very handy because I can tell you a few things going on. Don't forget, Soulful Dance is our my local shenanigans with our sound system. Happened last Saturday at the it would have been at the Island St Anne's. The venue's actually gone into liquidation, a victim of the recession, which is quite sad. A lot of people gone out of work. We moved to a venue called Bliss in St Anne's. We'd like to thank the owners for catering for us. We'll keep you informed with Soulful Dance at what's going on. People who visit my website, things like that, will keep you informed. Or go on Essential Modern Soul on the net, aka EMS. Don't forget Soundport happens next month, and also there's a retro modern soul weekender at the Tower as well. The record you're hearing in the background, my last choice, is by the Japanese guy Jazztronic. It's a sort of a weird sort of jazz disco record. It's got beautiful strings in it, and for some strange reason it's called Favourite Clothes. Don't ask me why, but it's just a lovely piece of instrumental music to finish the show off with, and it's been going down well on the dance floor, as they say, in Clubland as well. We'll be back the second Saturday in the month for loads of happening things. I've been Pete Egg, he's been Andy Madata Holmes, he's been Jim Ingham, and Bob's been Bob. We'll see you soon.